102.3 Proclaim FM, the latest by Lauren Daigle. These are the days. Hey, it's Rebecca on the Morning Mix. My co-host today, Christina Rodriguez of Mom's House.
Good morning.
And we have a studio full. Let's just make those introductions again. From Team Recover, we have...
Yep, so we have the founder, Matt Bell, who is about to talk to us about his phenomenal testimony. I was reading it again because I've read it several times, FYI. And we also have Juan Duarte, and he is the director of the president of the board of directors with us today.
So. Wonderful. And we're going to hear from you as well, Juan, in regards to your personal testimony. But let's not forget to mention who else we have in the studio this morning.
Oh, that's right.
We have Josh, the media guy, right?
Josh!
From Team Recovery.
Hi, Josh! And then we have Morgan from Notre Dame Academy sitting here. She said she's creeping in the corner.
Yes, I have the honor of having Morgan shadow me. So she gets to see how crazy my world is sometimes. It's fun, though. It's like a roller coaster, isn't it?
Well, welcome, welcome. So, Matt, let's talk to you this segment. You are the founder of Team Recovery 8 years ago in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a pretty big testimony to share in regards to walking through addiction and recovery. So take it away.
Sure. Well, I hope we have at least 5 hours to talk.
You know what? We can condense it into 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. You take your time.
I will. I'll
take your time.
It. Just, you know, born and raised here in Toledo.
Yeah.
Grew up in a what I would call a very good home. Never saw any sort of like trauma or neglect or addiction. My parents rarely drank. Both of my parents worked hard. Just a good home. I went to private schools. I went to St. Jerome's out in Wallbridge. It's no longer there. The church is there.
I know that, yeah.
But had a good life. And then I actually broke up with my first girlfriend because she smoked a cigarette. Like, I was very, very straight edge. I didn't want anything to do with a lifestyle that wasn't just very, very clean, you know? And that's how I was raised. I went to school, got straight A's, said my prayers at night, went to church 2 times a week at least, and was just an honest, good kid. And I found myself in high school at St. Francis very afraid early on. And hindsight, looking back at it, that's what it was. It was just tons of fear and vulnerability. I wasn't able to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
But my father also was diagnosed with cancer when I was a freshman. And he passed away very, very quickly. And he was my best friend. So as a freshman, I felt all these very, very strong feelings of just insecurities that I didn't know what to do with. And so I immediately started. My first addiction was your approval. Is what I always say when I'm in schools. And I was willing to do stupid little things for people's approval that at that time had nothing to do with drugs and alcohol yet. It was just like saying maybe mean jokes that I knew I wouldn't have normally said because I was hurting inside, or, you know, hitting mailboxes off with a baseball bat, driving through cornfields and stuff. Just stuff that I knew if my dad was alive, he wouldn't have been happy with. And by doing those things, I put myself around different crowds of people. By putting myself around different crowds of people, I opened up doors to some things that I didn't want to be around. And I always also tell students when I speak at schools that if you hang around in a barbershop long enough, you'll get a haircut.
True.
I got my haircut. And that haircut was an introduction to substances. And I found very quickly that substances took away the pain. That was high school. There was no consequences for it ever. I always got away with it. I was a star athlete. I still graduated with a 4.0. I got a full ride to the University of Toledo playing baseball. And as a freshman at UT, I hurt my shoulder. Had my first surgery and was prescribed Percocets. This was in 2006. So prescribing laws were drastically different back then. When I got Percocets for the first time, it was every substance I ever tried put together times 1,000 is what it did for me. And I immediately fell in love with it. I abused them. I don't blame the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But a physical dependence happened very, very quickly because I was eating them with the same concept that, you know, I was drinking beer in high school. Mm-hmm. If one is good, then 5 beers has to be great. Wow. Same mentality with the pills. And very, very quickly, I had a physical dependence. That physical dependence very quickly turned to consequences. And at that point, then, is when the addiction started because I was still willing to feed that dependency in spite of consequences. And in summary, you know, for 10 years, I was addicted to opiates. It went from Percocets to Oxycontin to heroin. Mm-hmm. And in those 10 years, I was arrested 13 times in all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a felon in 3 states. I went to 28 rehabs, and I overdosed 3 times, and the worst of which I was intubated in the ICU of Toledo Hospital, comatose. Everybody was coming up to say goodbye. So, you know, a lot of really bad things happened.
Right.
And I got used to that, though. That's the problem, is that became my new normal. And that wasn't, those weren't consequences for me. I was homeless in the very end. And my family, basically, like, I love my family. I love life. I love people. My family getting to a point where they were just done with me, because they had to learn that too. They had to learn through other support groups that no matter what Matt does, we have to continue to go on.
Yeah.
There is a reality that Matt is not going to get sober. There is a reality that Matt could die from this. And no matter what, the family that still needs each other needs to be there for each other and continue to live life.
Right.
And so they learned that, and that was a process for them too. They got to that point, and they eventually all teamed up on me and said, Matt, you're going to keep doing what you're doing, fine. But don't come to us for anything anymore. We love you. We're praying for you.
Right.
If you want help, we'll help you with that. But don't ask us for anything else. Don't even ask for a bottle of water, because we're saying no.
How'd you feel about that at the time?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I was extremely angry.
Right.
And I pointed the finger at them and blamed them. And my immediate response was, I'll show you. I'm going to, I don't even like to say this, but I was considering ending my own life.
Yeah.
And I had never thought about that before in my life, ever. I love life.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought that I was actually considering that scared me. It just scared mm-hmm. me. And I was like, what am I doing? I can't live. I can't even die. I can't do anything. I'm ruining everybody's life. I need to be in a prison cell. That was my solution. That was like the best thing that I could come up mm-hmm. with in the moment. Like literally while I had the whole plan to try to end my life. And so I called the police, and the police showed up and took me to treatment.
Wow.
On October 15th, 2015. And I was like, I've already been here 27 times. This doesn't work. Stop taking me here. Take me to 1622 Spielbush. I deserve to be in the jail.
Right.
Take me there. I've got weapons. I'm already a felon. Like there's crimes here. I've got mm-hmm. three active
You're
warrants.
You're trying to get in
I've
trouble.
Got, I have a fugitive warrant out of the state of Michigan. Take me to jail. And they're like, no, people don't call the police on themselves. Something's wrong with you.
Wow.
And that was the day. That was the day that everything changed.
And it did change.
It did. It did. I had no choice. Like it was either continue to go on to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, mm-hmm. and death. And for me, jails and institutions had already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Death was the next thing for me.
Wow.
And I didn't want that. The other option was to go down a different road, which was stop doing it Matt's way and turn my will and my life over to the care of God.
There you go.
And I made that decision on that day. And since then, I've never had to ingest a substance.
Wow. Praise God for that. Praise God. Matt Bell, founder mm-hmm. of Team Recovery. And throughout the rest of the morning, we're going to hear more about how you begun Team Recovery, mm-hmm. because it sounds like it happened shortly after.
Yeah.
Two days. 2 days later.
Wow. And coming up next, we're going to hear the personal testimony of Juan Duarte, president of the board of directors at Team Recovery. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for joining us today. Yeah. Appreciate you. Here's Jeremy Rosado. It's called Come and See What God Has Done on Proclaim FM, Toledo's Boost.